This is the Global Economic Commodity Scrap Metal and Recycling Report by our Bentley Roll-Up Trailers and Gondola Trailers, January 24th, 2022. U.S. weekly crude steel production rose to 1.833 million tons. This was on slow U.S. economic growth while steel imports grow. WTI crude oil price rose to $85.14 a barrel on growing demand and supply constraints. U.S. weekly oil production was steady at 11.7 million barrels per day, down a huge 1.4 million barrels per day from pre-COVID, yet on growing demand. Also, as U.S. drillers maintained supply constraints. The U.S. weekly oil rig count fell slightly to 491, remaining well off pre-COVID. U.S. drillers keeping production low remains hugely successful for them. It remains bringing the higher prices and higher profits. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $406.67 a gross ton on good demand and great supply. There is some downward price pressure for February. Hot rolled coil steel price fell to $71.23 per hundredweight, which is $14.25 a ton. This was on slight demand growth, but increased lower priced imports. Copper price rose to $4.52 a pound, near a three-month high. Importantly, this was as China cut interest rates to spur their demand. Aluminum price rose to $1.38 a pound, which is $3,041 a metric ton on good demand, also on falling production due to high energy costs. China's December trade surplus rose to $94.46 billion, a new record high. This is disturbing as the U.S. is near a record deficit. That's due to decades of poor U.S. socioeconomic policies. Britain's December inflation rose to 5.4%, the highest since 1992, a 30-year high. Like the U.S., high energy prices and supply problems are driving inflation. This inflation is a global issue. U.S. 10-year Treasury note, a key interest rate benchmark. It ended the week at 1.75%, down from a two-year high of 1.9% during the week. Concerns of lower earnings and global tensions are spooking markets. In the big picture, though, interest rates remain near historic lows. U.S. December existing home sales fell 4.6% to an annualized 6.18 million, mostly due to low inventory. The good news is that this is positive for future building. Note that in 2021, sales grew 8.5% to 6.12 million, the highest since 2006. Philadelphia January Manufacturing Index, which is a key manufacturing indicator. It increased to 23.2 from a one-year low in December. New orders, employment, and optimism about the future were all positive. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1,647 points to 34,265, as markets have had a very bad 3 weeks. Higher interest rates to slow the economy are hurting markets. Roll-off truck parts and roll-off trailer parts are for sale at Bentley. We stock them for same-day shipment parts for Galbraith, Galfab, American Roll-Off, Palfinger, Dragon, and more. Pioneer Tar Parts, Rollrite Tar Parts as well. Buy them online at Bentley's online parts store or call 734-722-8100. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we all hope all have a safe and profitable week.